Rose City Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Rose City Radio. Right, that was the Street Brats on
Rose City Radio.
All right, thanks for hanging out with us, everybody. That's coming off their second album. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam, by the way. Now, I play the Street Brats' first album on here quite frequently, and I say, like, regularly, how much I love that album. And it really is, the first album, Dead End Kids, really is one of my favorite albums. And I think that's why I don't play the second one as much. I can remember kind of being disappointed when the second one came out, but I think it's just because I loved the first album so much, because I was listening to it the other day with Jessica when I was painting the house, and she was like, I don't know why you don't like this album. And I was like, yeah, this album is pretty good, but it's still just not the first one. So I think by comparison, but I wanted to start off the show with that track. It's a good track. I know my good buddy Matt Finken, who's no longer with us, really loved that album, so like to play songs from him for him time and time again. But yeah, it's kind of like the Dead Boys too, right? Like Young, Loud, and Snotty is one of my all-time favorite albums. Like, it's definitely top three, all right? But We Have Come For Your Children, I mean, I love that album. It's got plenty of good songs. Fucking Detention Home, Catholic Boy, what's the one that Guns N' Roses covers? It's like the biggest one. Ain't It Fun? You know what I mean? But still, in comparison to Young, Loud, and Snotty with I Need Lunch, I Want You to Know What Love Is, fucking Sonic Reducer, All This and More, it's just, those songs are just some of the best songs ever recorded to me. So it's just hard in comparison. But you know what, since we're talking about the Dead Boys so much, why don't I run over and play some Dead Boys? And you know, why don't I play one off the second album, just like I did by the Street Brats? Let's slow it down a little and play a very true song. Here's Ain't It Fun, coming off We Have Come For Your Children by the Dead Boys.
Thank you. taking care of number one. And ain't it fun when you feel like you just gotta get a gun? Ain't it fun when you just can't seem to find your tone? 'Cause you're stuck it too deep into something that really stung. It's such fun.
Right, that was the legendary Dead Boys. Let's keep this show moving right along. Got to remind you guys to go check out The Unseen on 421 in Brooklyn with Violent Society next weekend. Here they are now with Trip on vocals, coming off their first album, Lower Class Crucifixion, with Social Security.
Bye.
All right, that was The Unseen coming off the first album. Catch them next weekend with Violent Society. Now, that song definitely very nostalgic for me, right? The original Bedlam, like high school Bedlam, not like when I was out of high school Bedlam punks and shit was a little bit more wild. Like high school Bedlam punks. Yeah, when we first started out, it was just all cover songs. We definitely covered that song. We covered a shitload of Unseen songs because there were so many people in our goddamn band, just because like anybody who was our friend and was into punk rock was like in the band. And fucking, so we kind of had to do this whole Unseen thing like they used to do with fucking members switching instruments and shit like that. It's actually a pain in the ass. And to be honest, me personally, I like a band that generally, if I'm going to be in a band, I want us to have a sound. Like the best example, AC/DC. A lot of people don't want all the songs to sound alike. I do. I like it when I can hear a band and three notes in be like, oh, that's Blank 77. Like, they're definitely one of them bands. You know it's a Blank song right away. And but anyway, we used to cover that song. We used to switch. I used to sing the song Trip would sing. Sean used to sing the songs that Mark would sing. And I think Pat used to sing the songs that Paul would sing. And yeah, we would do a lot of cover songs, Casualties, Lower Class Brats, The Unseen, anything on Punkcore Records, Charged Records, anything like that. We played them all. And that was definitely one of our favorites. It's funny, that crusty fucker Josh has a funny story about the first punk show he was ever at. It was one of the high school Bedlam shows back when he was in like seventh grade or something like that. And fucking, he said he walked in and we were playing Social Security by The Unseen, but you couldn't tell at all that was Social Security by The Unseen. We were pretty good at that song. I'm pretty sure that was one of the shows where we decided to get shit-faced on malt liquor when we were like 16 before we played. Sean was so drunk at that show, he was trying to hit his crash on the downbeats and fucking just completely swinging and missing, like, strike one! Yeah, just completely fucking missing. Now, playing right before The Unseen next weekend in Brooklyn are Philly favorites, Violent Society. Now, this is actually the first punk record I ever bought for myself. Like, I may have had a couple records, but they were given to me. Somebody took me to a Philly punk rock flea market when I was in like eighth grade, and I bought Times of Distraught from Violent Society. So here it is now. Second track, Go Fuck Yourself. Catch them next week, 421 in Brooklyn. Right, that was Violent Society with, you can catch them next week with The Unseen. Let's get to a special request here for Joey with Fuck It by Days and Days. For all you love, trust me, there you go.
Myself into a false security. The inner light is so good. Face of reality is so bittersweet. I had a guilt and fuck up.
Maybe I'm just thinking much too hard. Cause life's a game, life's a joke. Fuck it, why not go for broke? Trading all your chips and learn how to be free. Why don't stay much open lines? We're all in the same on borrowed time. Do what you like and the like, what you do when you do it. And if they don't, that's fine. Fuck them. Buried under my tape, bullshit. Life's a game, life's a joke. Fucking why not go for broke? Trade in all your chips and learn how to be free. Why abstain, why jump in line? We're all living on borrowed time. Do what you like and the like what you do when you do it. And if they don't, that's fine. Fuck them. Fucking why not go for broke? Trade in all your chips and learn how to be free. Why abstain? Why jump in line? We're all living on borrowed time. Do what you like and the like what you do when you do it. And if they don't, that's fine. Fuck 'em.
All right, that was Days and Days. We played that for Joey Daly. Now, Joey, I ain't seen you in over a fucking decade, but I could smell you from here just because you're requesting Days and Days. So go take a shower, my friend. Andrew definitely been having some fun at the Krusty's expense this week. I don't know why. Maybe it's because it's so easy, just grabbing the low-hanging fruit. But, yeah, all jokes aside, though, we have had Jesse and the girl singing backup, I'm going to address her as. Sorry, can't remember her name. But we have had the people from Days and Days on the show after they played up in fucking Stroudsburg sometime last year. So go back into the archives, look for that. We played them a couple times, and it was a good interview. Just talked about what the band's been doing and the work they did with Stizza and Leftover Crack. And so go check it out if you're into that Krusty shit, that Train Hopper shit. Or just go check it out because it's awesome, too. You know what I'm saying? But let's get to another request. This one going for a guy who should be sitting here beside me, but he's not because he's got one big ass face. That's my man, Sean Bedlam. Here's G.G. Allen and the Jabbers.
How many people out there like to drink?
The Jabbers, coming off Always Was and Always Shall Be, the first full-length release by G.G. Allin. Now, it's funny. I got the reissue picture here in front of me, and it's like G.G. from the 90s with the Murder Junkies, and he's all like beat up, and he's got Ray-Bans on, a bandana, and a hat, and a leather jacket. It's like, that's not what that fucking album cover looked like. It's great what that album looked like. It's fucking hilarious. It looks like it's straight out of 1972, and G.G. looked like he was like fucking Leif Garrett or some shit. I don't fucking know. Or Jim Morrison. The one album cover of Always Was and Always Shall Be reminded me of whatever, I'm not a Doors fan, but whatever album it is where it's just like a big ass picture of Jim Morrison's face. That's what fucking G.G. Allin looked like. Less attractive, but still a whole lot healthy. Healthier. G.G. Allin just looked like a normal fucking guy on that record cover. But then they, on the reissue, he looks like, you know, the typical, like, hard, rough G.G. But I don't like that. I like the original picture. I do. It's all fucking cheesy, and he kind of looks like Leif Garrett. But it's fucking awesome. Like, let's be real. The music we just listened to does not sound like it was created by 1992 G.G. Allin by any means. You know what I mean? Like, fucking Highest Power, you know what I mean? Brutality and Bloodshed for All sound nothing like G.G. and the Jabbers. And they didn't look the same either. That's a whole huge G.G. debate. I mean, of course, some of the songs are absolutely ridiculous and horrible. But I'm not talking about that, right? Like, I'm not playing those songs. I'm just looking at, like, fucking, like, the great G.G. Like, I don't understand how somebody could say they don't like G.G. Allin. Like, I can understand if you don't like the Murder Junkies. I can understand if you don't like the Jabbers. I don't understand if you don't like both, though. They're complete opposite ends of the spectrum. And then things like the Scumfucks, the Bulge, the Super Scum, all of them, the Band with No Name. They're fucking awesome. Especially, see, me, I'm more in to the Jabbers and the Band with No Name, and they're a lot more like rock and roll, you know what I mean, like cock spar type shit too, you know what I mean. But I love the Scumfucks too. Like, who doesn't love some drink, fight, and fuck? I just don't understand. I guess it's because of the lyrics, but I don't take that shit seriously. I don't take a lot of that shit seriously. I don't think G.G. Allin was running around fucking molesting children. I just don't. And but I love the regular songs. They're fucking kick-ass. Come on now, everybody. A lot of that shit just makes you want to pogo dance. And apparently, Liz Blasco wants to do some fucking pogo dancing tonight. Glad to hear that you're back around, Liz. This one's for you. One of my personal favorites. Here's Chris Spedding and Pogo Dancing.
Hey, this is your chance. Up must come down. Pogo dancing, it's the latest thing that's going round. Pogo dancing, bopping from side to side when you can jump up and down. She's up there still. Pogo dancing. Plain to see she's having fun. Pogo dancing. And she ain't the only one. What's she doing? Pogo dancing.
catch you on the way down.
One more dancing.
Yeah, I was just texting Liz and telling her that I was playing her song, and now that I played it, she's required by law to come over and be on the show. Now, I know the locals know who I'm talking about. Now, I don't really remember Liz being in any bands. I think she was in a Bikini Kill cover band. I saw that once. That happened once. But it's just one of our friends. But Liz, gotta come over here. She hasn't been around for the past couple years. Fucking nomadic chick living all over the goddamn country, but she's back home, so I think she's got to come come be on the show so we could kick out the motherfucking jams with another request and the MC5.
And right now it's time to kick out the jams, motherfucker.
This one's for Heather. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Start moving.
Kick out the jam! Yes! Kick out the jam! Ah, yes, I'm starting to sweat, and now my shirt's all wet, what I'm feeling. It's the sound that I'm about to be found.
The MC5 for Heather. Appreciate all the requests, guys. Now, I got to take a second here. And as I tell you how much we appreciate you, now, if you guys appreciate us, which you can really do if you want to help out the show in a major way, is go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and leave us a big-ass donation. That's right. We're coming for your wallets.
Ha!
All right, no, but for real, though, we want to go live. We want to make more pins and stickers and just expand everything. And got a lot of material of the show now and just different computer bullshit, like the amount of bandwidth and stuff like that. But all this shit costs money, and we don't make any money at all whatsoever. So if you guys find that spot in your little black hearts to come, you know, throw a little bit of coin our way so we can keep this shit going on a bigger and better scale. That's right. You got to go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. That's GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio. All right. Let's get back to the fucking punk rock. Let's get back to some of my favorite gals in the world coming out of Connecticut. Oi is here to stay with the damn broads.
Oi is what we make of it. Oi is not for those who sit. Lace those boots, it's time to go. Come on, let's go to the show.
Punks and kids, let's all unite. Together we'll make this right. This is not just for the boys. Everyone, let's hear some oi.
Oi is here to stay.
Let's keep it that way.
Everywhere we go, we yell.
Oi, oi, oi. Oi is here to stay.
All right, that was the damn broads. I keep playing people's tracks or people's bands, and then like starting to like text them or hit them up on Facebook, and fucking I forget about the show, and then like the song ends, and I don't have any fucking songs queued up. So now I just like fill the air with random talking while I come across something that I feel like playing, especially because we're out of requests now. All right, so let's see. Why don't we do a little bit more, you know, that old school stuff. And let's do the Sonics with, where's Strychnine? I want to hear Strychnine. I want Strychnine. All right, here's the Sonics with Strychnine on Pogo City Radio.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
All right, I see another request coming in for my man, Wesley. Let's get to some random conflict for Wesley. They can't kill us all. Random conflict on
Pogo City Radio.
They live in fear of what they don't know. Their madness is the law. Collapse is order. Extinction burst. Devil's world falling down now. They have the power. They're in control. They think we're running.
You think you're talking to?
All right, this next one's for DB Swiller, the Tank Rats with Rats.
Yeah.
All right, that was the Tank Rats on Pogo City motherfucking radio. Let's get to a more popular one here. More mainstream, but I feel like listening to it. Some Real Big Fish. Their only good song, Beer.
She called me late last night, say she loved me so. Didn't matter anymore. I say she never cared and that she never will. Do it all again. I guess I'll have to wait until then. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. And if you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer. So, but I guess you changed her mind. Well, I should have known it wouldn't be alright. But I can't live without her, so I won't even try. If I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. If you're drinking, well, you know that you're my friend. And I'll say, I think I'll have up here. Next time I'll remember what you do. She looks like heaven, maybe this is hell. She said she'd do it all again, she promised not to tell. And if I get drunk, well, I'll pass out on the floor now, baby. You won't bother me no more. She said, well, it's okay, boy, cause you know we'll be good friends. And I'll say, I think I'll have myself a beer.
All right, that's the Pogo City Wild Card, where we play something a little off format as my microphone spins away from my mouth. Having some big-time troubles with this stand. Big-time troubles with this stand tonight. So why don't we just keep moving along with the tunes.
The United States is under nuclear attack.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Have I told you guys how I hate it when they put in spoken word intros in the beginning sometimes? It interrupts me, makes me mad. I gotta dedicate this one to the damn broads. Once again, they do an awesome cover of this song. So wherever they're playing next, make sure you guys go out and see them. Also, Vicious Mystery Records got a new comp coming out, Boy Comp. So keep an eye out for that. Here's Cheap Sex, coming off Punk Core Records with March Off for War.
Shot to war! We'll be right back.
presence of nuclear radiation effects.
There you go, Cheap Sex with Launch Off to War. Now, we got three tracks left in tonight's show, but before we get the fuck out of here, we gotta, just like the Catholic Church, we gotta pass that collection plate around twice. Gotta remind you guys, if you love the show and you wanna hook us up, make the show better, help the show grow, go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio and leave us a big ass donation, just a couple stacks. Just like go to the casino, win, and just give all the money to us. That's all we're asking. That's all we need. We've never asked for anything before. Now we just want your fucking life saved. So send that shit over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio, where you guys can just stand by and watch us drown.
All aboard!
Some Blank 77 on Pogo City Radio. Now, we'll all be at Mike Blank's Pogo Pit birthday party for Mike going down in the Montclair. He's DJing it, Montclair Vegan. So maybe we'll see you guys there. I think that's on the 28th, so go check that shit out. While you guys wait, why don't we get a little pregame going for 2 weeks from now with Chaos UK and The Alcoholic.
Yes, 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 it's a fantastic house, Nicholas.
Oh,
now, have you got any dirty films?
No.
You bastard!
I'm an alcoholic, and I just love the kick. I'm dribbling my words, got a glazy stare, because I'm addicted.
Got
alcoholic.
Now, we're going to get out of here in just a minute. And for somebody who was saying that they hate the spoken word intros sometimes, I sure did play a lot of them at the end, because the song we're getting out of here with has one as well. But that song you guys just heard was The Alcoholic, Chaos UK. Chaos the General. But yeah, Chaos UK, that's definitely a band that... when I was just getting into punk rock, it was like Chaos UK and Blitz. You know what I mean? When I was first getting into finding out about old school bands, those were like the two bands that I really got into. I don't know. I would say I was probably in like ninth grade, and like I was coming across these like old school British bands. Fucking love Chaos UK and Blitz. But we only got time for one more, so we're going to get out of here with some friends of ours. Who have a new album coming out sometime. I don't know if we could say soon yet. I know they're recording, so sometime in the near future, the Parasitics. So let's get out of here with my favorite Parasitics track, Alcohol Withdraw, coming off last year's split with Blank 77, Getting Blasted.
Good morning. I have my cold beer. You have your cold beer? If not, you are fucking jabroni.
With a couple of beers, bunch of the boys all yell and cheer. Local band starts to jam. Race to see how many we can slam. Work all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Work all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck last call, alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. When there's no more beers to be had, that's the only time that we get mad. Bottles, cans, bottles, mugs. Give us booze, fuck your ass. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it. Drink, 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 drink. Drink, 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 drink. Worked all day, now let's drink it away. I said we want it.
Hey! Hey, hey, hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Worked all day, now let's take it away. I said we want it.
Hey, 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 hey.
Fuck, let's go. Alcohol withdrawal. I said we need it.
All right, everybody. That was the Parasitics. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you guys tune in next week. And go over to GoFundMe.com/PogoCityRadio.
Pogo City Radio.